At the museum, they're going to end the year with a flourish. I'm Stephen Lay, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. Two special shows in the temporary exhibit section of the University of Alaska Museum are scheduled between now and the end of the year, and both should be special treats for the community. Alaskan Landscapes is visualized by several generations of artists. This is the first of the two. Name artists of the last 100 years are featured in the show, according to Museum Director Dr. Basil Hedrick.
In the immediate future, beginning on Saturday, November 17th, and running through December 9, we have what we're calling Vistas. It's a landscape show. The paintings are taken from the collection of the University Museum. And this show is particularly in response to the audiences that we have from the local community, people from downtown, from around the borough, as well as from the university, who like representational art and who particularly enjoy landscape artists. We've made a selection, which has been rather difficult to do, in fact, from both historic and contemporary artists, and we've included such people as Lawrence and Ziegler and Lambert and modern-day Mollett, and it just runs the gamut, is what I'm saying. So we're looking forward to this. We think that the people will enjoy seeing our landscape show. Again, that's November 17 through December 9. The title of the show is Vistas. It'll be here at the University of Alaska Museum.
Using a selection of 33 works of art, the museum is very graphically illustrating the Northland's visual history.
We have been asked on various occasions if people could not somehow begin to see some of the art collections of the museum. This is in direct response to those queries, particularly to those people who prefer representational art, that is, art that looks like what it is supposed to be. If it is a landscape with trees and beaches or roads, that's what it looks like. This is representational art. The reason we're doing more or less a collective retrospective, if you will, going back in history to show that Ziegler and Lawrence and Swain and others of much earlier years were depicting what they saw in the nature and in the environment surrounding them. We also are showing that even though today's painter may be perhaps what we would call more loose in his or her approach to the same topics, landscapes are still very much with us insofar as one of the schools of art is concerned. We're showing the continuity of art, for one thing, with this. We're also showing that our contemporary artists are indeed as good as, if you will, many of the older artists. We are very proud of our older artists, our historic collection, but we're also very proud of our contemporary artists.
Immediately following the art exhibit, it's time for Christmas.
It has been proclaimed by the public that we have an annual Christmas party for the children, ages anything, on Saturday afternoons normally. This year it will be on December 15 at a time to be announced by our education department, and we will be inviting the children particularly to come and see the Christmas tree, see the trains running this year, and who knows what other goodies and surprises might be forthcoming. So we would like the public to be aware that, yes, we are having our Christmas party again for the children this year.
The preparations are almost as much fun as the exhibit.
Internally, we're having fun calling it our toy train show, when in reality, the Tananaw Valley Model Railroad Club, of which I'm proud to be a member, is sponsoring the Christmas show. We're doing a full-scale layout of HO-scale trains, along with O27 gauge under the tree. We'll have running models. We'll have members of the club coming up here on Saturday, December 15, to be with the children at the museum's annual Christmas party for the area children. This show opens to the public, as you can guess, model trains on December 15 and runs through January 27 of 1985. So we'll have plenty of time for people to see it. I stress that the show is intended to be both historic and fun. There will be a lot of things from the Alaska Railroad, which is cooperating directly with us on this show. There will be what we call static displays, meaning they won't be running, but will show historic collection items, some rather intriguing older things from collections from around the borough, including Representative Neville Kopanen, who is a member of the club. We think that children of all ages, from anywhere in the vicinity of 3 years old to 103 years old, will enjoy this one.
For additional information about the exhibits, contact the UAF Museum at 474-7505. They're open from noon to 5, 7 days a week. Dr. Basil Hedrick is Director of the University of Alaska Museum. And for the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. The University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.